Okay, says the Mishnah. Mishnah talks, goes back to the Indian of the Minyan that we spoke about earlier, the amount of instruments, and now it's talking about the actual Levim. According to most of the Rishonim, the Mishnah now is talking about the actual Levim that were on the Duchen. In Poichsim, Mishneim also Levim, Oim Dim Ala Duchen. The Rambam says this is talking about the Mishnah. This is not talking about the ones that play the instruments. This is talking about the ones that sang. We'll see why, according to the Rambam, that was pivotal. Umaysifin Adoylo. You can have as many as you'd like. We'll see, there is a shear up to how many, but Nikir Adin, it's Adoylo. Ein HaKotan Nichnas La'azor La'avoyda. A cotton doesn't go in to do avoida. Now, what does the word cotton mean? So, according to Rashi, if you look at Rashi's girsa, Rashi says ein levi cotton nichnas. First of all, Rashi puts in the word levi, and it's obvious that Rashi learns that this is talking about a minor, what we call in kalaterakul a cotton, a minor. Others learn that the word cotton here doesn't mean a cotton mamish, and we'll see why. So according to Rashi, Ein HaKot Nichnas La'avoida means he's not allowed to go in to do avoida. Ela b'shor sha'alvim oimnim b'shir. When the Levim are saying the shir, he's allowed to go in and participate in the singing. They didn't play with the actual instrument. Ela b'peh. Kidei litein tebel b'ni'imo. So this is really a pelvic adin. Rashi, for sure, is a pelvic. Rashi learns we're talking here about a levy cotton. So we're actually talking about a minor. It's a cotton, he's not a bar avoida. And that's why Rashi says he can't go in even to do the most poshut to work in the Beis HaMikdash. If you look at Rashi, he says, l'shum avoida. The cotton can't go in to do any avoida. Can go in l'chabe this azor, even to clean out the azor. Ulahagi vasad losois, to close the doors. Elo bishor shalvim oimdim ala duchen. Only when the levim are on the duchen, os nechnosim levim ktanim l'shere rimoyim. The levim ktanim have a right to go in to sing with them. And on that, the Mishnah says, if you look at Rashi, v'lei hoyu oisam haktanim, oimrim b'nei v'vachino elo b'peh. Litein tevel banimah. Because the youngsters have a very sweet voice, and it enhances the sound of the levim, that you have these levim katanim singing with it. Now, the pella, according to Rashi, is that if we're talking about a real kotel, obviously it's a very real problem. He's not royal avoida. We'll get to Rebbe Yashiv's kasha, which really is a pella. He says, it's not even Shaya Chinuch over here. It's Chinuch. If he's Posel Avoida, this is affecting other people. This is not this is Avoida in the Mikdash. This is not his own personal life that he's doing something at home. You want to be Mechanachim to do mitzvahs. This is a performance in the Beis HaMikdash which has a shir. And Rav Yashiv rightfully says, it doesn't even pass to say Chinuch over here. What's Chinuch have to do here? And I always felt that Rebbe Yashiv's kasha is so strong that if you're medayik in the Mishnah, you'll see that the Mishnah taka holds like Rebbe Yashiv. That's why the Mishnah doesn't say that the ketanim come in kidei lechanchom b'mitzvahs like we have in all of Shas. But the Mishnah says kidei litein, there's some kind of other objective here. Why didn't the Mishnah say the ketanim come in the mechanach them b'mitzvahs? The way we'll see by Messias Kapayim, I asked you to look up in Shulchan Aruch, where you see by Messias Kapayim there's such a concept of maybe being mechanach a cotton to do Birchas Kohen. The Mishnah doesn't say that. The Mishnah says that the cotton goes in because kidei litein tevel banim, to enhance the sound. So on the one hand, the Mishnah gets around Rav Yashiv's kasha. On the other hand, the Mishnah really is a pel, but he's not royal lekach. And according to Rashi, it becomes more difficult because Rashi actually learns we're talking about the shira. Right, we're talking about singing, and Iker Avoida, Iker Shira is Bepeh. The Iker Shira is Bepeh with Paskin. And if the Iker Shira is Bepeh, if anything, if we want to allow a Levi Kotten to do anything, let's let him play an instrument. Avdi Kohenim were able to play the instruments. Right? If you hold Iker Shira, we had that earlier, if you hold Iker Shira is Bepeh, so then the instrument doesn't constitute Avoida, playing the instrument. You can even use an Eved Kohen. So L'chaira, the Mishnah Stamapel. You're giving the Kotten something to do here in the Beis HaMikdash. So we're saying you can go in to sing with the Levim when they're singing, but not to touch an instrument. When that is the one thing that should be okay for him to do. Because that doesn't require Avoida. If you hold Iker Shira is Bekli, Bepeh. What does that have to do with anything? Let's say you have a Yisroel that has a beautiful voice, right? And you hold Iker Shira's Bepeh. But the best voice in Klal Yisroel is a Yisroel. Can you go in? Of course not. Right? Because how well you sing doesn't help us. It's an avoider. We need a Levi. Correct? So now, a Levi Kotten, especially according to Rashi, we're talking about a Levi Kotten. So he's clearly possible avoid. It's not a child. He hasn't reached it. Shonen, it's possible avoid. See, when you deal with the other ages, 20 and up and 30 and 50, which we'll talk about all those shiurim, those are already debatable shiurim because each one of those shiurim, you could say, al-chatchiladik shiurim, they don't possible. But a cotton is possible avoid. Rashi learns we're talking about a real cotton, a bona fide cotton. So if he's a bon, and that's why he can't touch an instrument. Even if he's great at it, we say can't touch an instrument. So why can he sing? Singing is actually constitutes more of an avoid if you hold Iker Shira's Bepeh. So why is that okay? Why does the Mishnah hold that part is okay? According to Rashi, says the Mishnah Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer, Ein Olam L'Minyan, they don't go up to the Minyan. Obviously, they know them with duchen. They don't go up to the duchen. Elo ba'oret. So, in other words, if you need 12 of them, these ketanim don't count. Not only that, they're not allowed to even go onto the platform where the levim used to do this shira. And that's actually according to Rashi. What is the reason why it says the levim wa'imid ala duchen? The people playing the instruments weren't on the duchen. And that's because if you hold Iker Shira's Bepeh, only those that sang were on the duchen. Those that played the instrument were on the bottom. Because that wasn't the Iker Avoida. The Iker Avoida was the Bepeh. So if Elazar says that they didn't go up, Ela Ba'oret say you aimed him. They stood on the ground. Yerosheim Bein Ragli Alevim. And they were low down, so their heads only reach the legs of the Levim. And we call them the Tzare Alevim or Yunikrim. This is not Seire, Tzare Alevim or Yunikrim, so the Gemara explains because they had better voices than the Levim. The aged Levim, the older Levim, didn't have the same beauty to their voices. So the Levim actually found these Ketanim to be a nuisance because it sort of, they overshadowed their talent, these Ketanim. They were so good that they were Tzari Alevim. So the Gemara says, Hani Keneged Me, who these people, who they Keneged, the singers. The Gemara says, Keneged Tisha Kineres, Vishnei Nevolim, Betzil Tzalechot, which we learned. This is the same amount of instruments that they won Beis HaMikdash, and that fits with the Rambam's explanation, and we're talking about not the Meshevirim. We're not talking about the Mechatzitzrim, we're talking about the singers. Otherwise, the Gemara should say, what do you mean, Hani Keneged Me? Hani Me. Who are they? The Gemara should say, those are the players of the instruments. The Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says, it's Keneged Me. Who are they Keneged? The Gemara says, they're Keneged the instruments. That means the instruments were separate. They played on the ground. And these were singers. Ein akot nichnas la'avoido, la'azor la'avoido v'shor shalavim, minan imili omar abirichan endom akho, Vayamod Yeshua Bono V'echov Kadmiya Lubanov, Bnei Yehuda, Ke'echo, they sat together, they were together. Lunatseach, Al Oisea Malocha, Bavodas Hashem. Or Hashem Bavodas Beis Hashem. So, again, according to the Rishonim learn, we're talking about a lady who's a gogel. He just has not yet got the training. So then it makes sense, we bring a pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah, that you see the concept that they were young, they were children, they were sons there, and those sons were sons that weren't yet royal avoid, because they didn't have the proper training, the 5 years of training. Okay? But if you learn like Rashi, it's really very difficult to say that from this pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah we're learning to override the halacha that katnas pasuk avoid. That this pasuk alone is enough to tell us that a katan who's normally pasul avoda is all of a sudden now kosher avoda. It's a parallel to kazakh. Again, if it's a training issue, then it makes sense. So the pasuk in Divrei Kabbalah teaches you that the training is only an issue as an independent. But again, to be just latavil b'nima, that they could do.
Maybe it's like the minyan. You need 10 people, but you have more people who, you know, it's okay. So it's the same thing. As long as you get 12 levim adults, then fine, okay. So you can add on and have the kids.
Maybe. Why can't the Yisrael do it? Because it's an avoda. So why can't a Levi Katan do it? Here we go around in circles. Could you be Moshe be Yisrael here? No.
Yisrael.
Can't be Moshe be Yisrael here.
So why can't... Is it Issa for Yisrael? Not Issa for Katan, maybe.
Why not? What's the Issa for Yisrael? The Issa for Yisrael is because he's not kosher l'avoda. It's not an Issa Yisrael. It's because he's not kosher l'avoda. So the Katan has the same deficiency. Okay. He comes here and he asks as follows. L'pi pirush Rashi. The masniton ayri bekot mamish. The Mishnah is talking about mamish and minor. He says, if that's the case, he says, then I don't understand the chlal. Yesh lohoy. Da'arei shir alavim enoi kishar mitzvah samutolis ala gavra. Shiras Halavim is not a mitzvah on the person, that each Levi has a mitzvah to sing. And we could then say, we're training the Kotan, let him sing too. It's not a mitzvah on the Levi individually to sing. There's a mitzvah in the Beis HaMikdash, that this Avodah has to take place. He says, Ela yesh kan din misuyim. There's a din misuyim, she yesh Avodah, there's a din Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He says, V'lochein, mishoyo sheshir b'mis. If a guy who's supposed to be closing the doors, instead he sings, or the other way around, it's chayv mis, because he's out of his line and box of avoid. Vim kein, le'shayich lahatil lekotum l'sherer mishum chinuch. So you see clearly, Rav Yashiv is assuming that our Mishnah is talking about chinuch. And he doesn't understand how chinuch gives us this allowance. And in conclusion, Rav Yashiv learns that way, it's chinuch. He just says, maybe, similar to Dr. Resnick's for maybe a cotton we don't have this big sensitivity with. If he does from one avoda to another avoda, it's only by a gadol that we have this concern. But I think if we take his question further, we don't really have an answer to the question. If we take his question further, what's a shayach chinuch here b'chlav? There's no mitzvah on this lady to do avoda. There's a din that we need to have an avoda in the Beis HaMikdash. And this person is possible avoda. But that's what he says. He says, "Ulai kol adin de mesherer sheshir b'misa, haynu mishum shuminiach avedos levoholich la'avoda acheres." Because the Levi is leaving over what he should be doing, and he's doing something he shouldn't be doing. But a cotton, he says, but maybe a cotton, the kivon sheni miniach avoda acheres, he's not chayv in any avoda. So when he does this avoda, he's not really not doing another avoda. So maybe there's no misa here. So really, the way I see it, Rav Yashiv has two questions. He's stressing one of them and he's answering it. But he really has two questions. Question number one is, what shayach in a chir at all? If he's posel avoda, and this is an avoda that's taking place, he's messing things up by being there. It's not a question that he's messing things up. That's one question. For some reason, that's not Rav Yashav's focus here. Rav Yashav is focusing on pardon. He's saying, and since this is only an avoid, it's not a din on the person, so he says, if that's the case, so, and he's not roy to do it, so he should be chayv misa for doing it. Well, and therefore, how could you be mechanachim to do something that he's chayv misa? So Rav Yashav says, well, there's no real chayv misa here. Because technically, the chayv misa is not just because the one who's not supposed to be singing is singing. It's because the one who's supposed to be singing belongs to another avodah. He's supposed to be the gator. And here, this guy is a non-entity. He's not supposed to be a gator. And therefore, when he goes and he sings, he's not doing something against his work task. What his work task is supposed to be. Okay. That's Rav Yashav's answer. But we're not getting an answer to our initial question, which is the whole concept of chinuch doesn't pass over here. What's chinuch? It's all you're doing here, l'chayra, is messing up the situation. So it's like l'chayra, if you had a Yisrael here, you'd be messing up the situation. Right? If you brought a Yisrael in here, you'd be messing up the situation. So why don't we say the same thing, that you're messing up the situation? Furthermore, like I said, if you're medayik in the Loshon HaMishnah, the way we're being medayik, the Mishnah doesn't seem to be saying that this was even done for the Kohen. It sounds like this was done for the performance. The Mishnah doesn't say we do it in order to be mechanach them in mitzvahs. That's what bothered me. Why Rav Yashav is assuming that this is chinuch when the Mishnah seems to say it's not chinuch? The Mishnah says the reason why they're doing it is because they're, let's say you had a cotton that his voice didn't beautify the sound. The Mishnah's mashma, you wouldn't do it. Right? Like when I was growing up, the Bali Kriya, the Bar Mitzvah Bali Kriya were the boys in the class that had a natural, you know, leniency. They had a leaning towards music. They were musical. They had an ear for music. So they would learn the parasha. Otherwise, the guy didn't have a... He would just do the haftarah. And the tzibur would only have to endure 2-3 minutes of haftarah being, you know, attempted. It was attempted to be menagim haftarah. Today it became choy kol yavar, every kid. And it's an ordeal for the kid. And it's a very big ordeal for the tzibur. So, but the Mishnah clearly is muchach, that they only had a cotton go up if it was metabel b'ni'im, if it made it nice. So they weren't doing this for the cotton's purposes, k'dei l'chanchei b'mitzvahs. They were doing it for the avodah, which I think is the biggest problem to understand our Mishnah. The biggest problem. Okay. Now, another question. I mean, obviously, I think Rabbi Elazar was bothered with this. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah in the Sefer the Mishnah, that changes the Mishnah, I think that's precisely what he was coming to say. I think Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was coming to say, listen, this doesn't work, Rabbi Elazar ben Yankov. Elazar ben Yankov was trying to say, this doesn't work. I mean, the cotton is not Roy Favoida. You can't put him up there because he sounds nice. He's not Roy Favoida. And that's what Elazar ben Yankov said, you know what, we make a distinction. We don't put him on the stage with the Levine. And once you do that, you create a barrier. It's like the Gemara in Sukkah says that if you hold lulav tzorech agat, if you hold the lulav, it has to be tied. So any min that you put into that tying is a problem of Baal Tosef. Why? Because the agat unifies what's in the agat as being part of the mitzvah of lulav. Right? If you hold lulav tzorech agat, and you take something and you hold it independent of that time, that's a milah for Baal Tosef. Because now, it's not part of the mitzvah. It's like somebody puts on a pair of tefillin. He has 4 parshas in his box, and he's holding on to 1 parsha in his hand. It's not Baal Tosef. Because the fact that there's a distinction between what he's adding to the mitzvah and the mitzvah is not a problem with Baal Tosef. Baal Tosef has to be inherent. If he puts in 5 parashas of tefillin into the box, it's a problem of Baal Tosef. So Elazar ben Yankov comes into our Mishnah, he says, I have a chap. You want to bring the cotton in, k'dei l'tavel b'ni'im, or whatever your cheshbon is, put him on the low level. He shouldn't be on the duchen. And now he's already not part of the performance. So now he's just there. Then already I could hear it's chinuch even. According to Elazar ben Azariah, it could even be chinuch then. Clearly we're making a line, we're drawing a line, a very clear line. Those that are on the platform are performing the avodah, and those that are below the platform are not performing the avodah. In fact, There's a machlekes in the Rishonim and Achronim, Halach L'maisa, where exactly these Levim were. Because if you look at the Mishnah uses a Lashon, Oindim ala duchen. It doesn't say, Ein posim Mishnei Mosa Levim ala duchen. It says Oindim. Where does the din Oindim come from? So, first of all, one pshat is, Oindim is because it's an Avoida. And just like we find by a Kohen, he has to stand when he does Avoida. Right, Ramadul Shoritz. So Levi also has to stand, maybe. If you look in Parashas Korach, Moshe Rabbeinu tells the Levim, Hamat Mikem, Ki Hivdil Hashem Eschem, right? Lamoid, Lifnei Ho'edo, Ulusholsom. Moshe Rabbeinu uses the Lashon Lamoid. And over there, Rashi says, what does Lamoid mean? Lashira. Rashi seems to say that Shira required Amida, but not the other things that the Levim did. Why would Shira require? Because one of the reasons is the Shira was actually in the Azara. See, where was this Duchen? So if you look here, where this actual Duchen took place, it says like this. Here's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Midas, Tezvav Malois or Yoilois Lezlas Yisroel. There were 15 steps. We learned about this in Sukkah. 15 steps where the Levim would stand to say Shira. So that the Rosh comes in Meseches Midas, those steps were not in Azor. They were between Ezos Yisroel and Ezos Nashim. So he says, Hainu, the Rosh says, Dafke Al Shir Simchas Beis HaShayev. Because that wasn't part of the Avodah. He says, Avo Shir Shal Korbonis, Hoyo Eitzelam is Beach Pe Ezra's Kohen. It was actually in the Ezra's Kohen. And over there, Malo Hoysa Gavoya Amo Vaduchen Nosno Leo. And it says the Rosh, For Oysay Milo Hoysa Be Ezra's Kohen. So actually they had to stand up. It was in the Azara, and it was part of the Avodah. So the Duchen was what made it clear who's doing Avodah. So then it makes, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says, that's why the Ketanim, they would put on the floor. So they really weren't standing up with the Levim. So then we don't have an issue. We got rid of our issue. Why they did it? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he could not learn it's Chinuch. Chinuch. Maybe in fact, that's the Machlokes Tanoim. The Tanakam holds they were real performers, and therefore they belonged on the Duchen, with the other Levim. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says they weren't real performers.
Where's the Tanakhama say they were on the Duchen?
What do you mean?
So they
come in. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov comes. The Tanakhama doesn't make this distinction. That's all I'm saying. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov comes and he makes the distinction. Why does he make the distinction, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov? So I'm saying the reason why Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov made the distinction is because he was bothered by this question. I'm saying possibly this, I can't tell you for sure, possibly he would even argue with the reason. Could they lead the interval benima? Maybe he would say it's taka chinuch. See, to me, the reisha doesn't sound like Rabbi Yashiv's way that it's chinuch. The reisha sounds like it was actually for the performance of the shira. And Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov seems to be giving a different approach. That they're not part of the ne'ima. That seems to be the pshat. What? That question whether they were or they weren't. The according to the Gemara, the reason why they were Tzari Levim. Right. It could be. I'm saying it could. I'm not 100% sure. I would agree that it's not black and white in the Mishnah. There's a real machlekes between Elazar ben Yaakov and Tanakam. I'm just suggesting it could be. It could be that according to Elazar ben Yaakov, it was nothing more than chinuch. It could be. It's possible. The Tanakama, I don't see that. Tanakama seems to say they were the performers and that's what their job was in the Beis HaMikdash. That clearly seems to be what he held. Now, the Rambam we don't have this difficulty with because the Rambam says clear that when we say cotton, he says he's really somebody who brought Beis Saras, but he didn't yet reach the level he's maschil avodah. He's somebody who's starting to do avodah. And that's the Loshon HaRambam. Right? He says, Ein ben Levi nichnas la'azor la'avidos ha'yad she'yimdu chomei shonim t'chila. That's how he quotes our Mishnah. So he doesn't learn the Mishnah's talking about a cotton Levi. He learns the Mishnah's talking about the... Now also over here he says the same thing. When in Perek, hey, Halacha Tezvav, the Rambam says the same thing. Kishe yigdal ha'koyen v'yase ish, hareyu kosho la'avoidah. Right? Abel echov ha'koyenim lo yumanichim o'yisei la'avid b'mikdash ha'chi ben chamish. Then he nichnas la'avoidah t'chilo elo b'shor sh'alavim ha'imum shira. So the Rambam is saying that's talking about a koyen who's already a gadol, who has not yet gotten fully trained in. So the Rambam is a whole different twist. The way the Rambam learns, all of our questions are mute. We don't really have this problem. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch also says clearly that a cotton shaloyevish deisaras eni neisei kapo v'hatzmei klau avalim kohanim shem gedolim neisei. But there he says clearly lilmoid lischanech. The Mechaber says clearly over there it's chinuch. So in Birchas Kohanim, which is also an offshoot of this halacha, it's black and white, that it's midin chinuch. See, in our Mishnah, it's not a din of chinuch. It's kedei litein tevel banim, it's to make the music sound better. So, Bufiyani is daiti, the Rambam I think is poshut. The Rambam is learning takets meikar adin, and the din that a levy needs a certain amount of training, that's only to be an independent. But kidei lita in tevel banimo, that's even a levy who didn't get the proper training. And samel is not fair, the whole thing from beginning to end is not fair. And the kesef mishnah, in fact, in on the Rambam in Paragimel in Klei HaMikdash, kesef mishnah brings down our sugya. Ein akot nichnas la'azor o la'avoid el b'shir shalavim oimdim b'shir. And the Kesef Mishnah only deals with the difference between 30, the age of 30 and the age of 13. But before the age of 13, according to the Kesef Mishnah, is non-existent. V'yesh lo imad osam l'shir sheichoch megedoylo u'tzrich olim in ha'musika. And for that, you need to be even older. Okay. So according to the Rambam, I think our sugya goes very well. And the only thing our sugya was looking for was a mocker. That there's such a thing as bringing in somebody who's in training. Internship. He's in training to bring him in. And for that, we brought the pasuk from Divrei Kabbalah. Vayamod Yeshua Bonov, Ve'echov, Kadmiel Ubonov, Bnei Yehuda, Lenatzeach. So from there we see that there's this concept. And that was enough. But according to Rashi, that we're talking about a cotton mamish, that's really a plea. We're talking about mamish, a cotton. And not only that, the cotton is kosher for shira, and he's posel for kli. That's totally mind-boggling. If the old ikar shira is bepeh, and for bepeh we're going to let him in, and for kli we're not going to let him in. The whole thing, the tchil of atzlev, is a plea. Now it's obvious. If you learn the way I explained it, then at least we understand why koil yes and music not, because and instruments not, because we're not doing it for the cotton. We're not trying to train the cotton in. That's chinuch, and that's not applicable here. The reason why we're allowing the cotton to do it is because of the performance. We want the cotton there. That's only for the koil. A cotton had a very special sound in his voice, which was unique. And for the performance, we wanted that koil. Right? The cotton didn't have any special performance with the kli. There was no difference between the sound of the instrument that came from the cotton goggle, and therefore we weren't interested in that. Training-wise, it would be the same. If we're talking about chinuch, there'd be no difference between the instrument and the kli, and the peh, it would all be the same. Says the Gemara, Okay, now the Gemara just goes through whether Nabal and Chino are two Kalim or not. Lameimer the Nabal Lachud, the Kino Lachud. Lameimer Masitan the Loika Rabbi Huda, the Sanya Rabbi Huda Emer, Kino Shal Mikdash Shal Shiva Nimanoya. The Kino of the Beis HaMikdash was seven, and he brings a pasuk that talks about the Nabal. Sinema Soiva, Samocha, he says, Ponechal Tikri Soiva, Lasheva, Shay Mesimisiach Shmoina, Shanem Lansech Shmir, Al Nima Shminis, Shalel Mabo, Yesa, Shanema, Yosov, Ali Novel. So what do you see? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's one instrument. And here the Mishnah lists it as two instruments. Also, a navel is more like an accordion. Makes a lot of different sounds. So since Lossed Lovey, the harp is going to have so many strings, so we call it a navel. But that can navel kino are two different instruments. Says the Gemara, Blessed Ben Aimaim, and Amen, Tono, the Sayre Alevim are Yonikroim, they were called Sayre Alevim, which means they actually were helpers of the Levim. Vitana Didon, Kivan Dahani Kotan Kalayu, Vahani Av Kilayu, since the Tanim had better voices, Rashi explains. Oisim Koilim Dak Dak Vyofe. They make their sound, the sounds very, very beautiful. So Rashi says, "Umitzarin alavim she'in yecholim levasim kolon kamoisim." They make the levim feel bad. They can't make the sound as nice, and therefore, hani mekati vanlim mekati kol itzah. The ketanim have this pure voice, thin. Rashi calls it thin. It adds some kind of beauty to it. And the mature Levim didn't have that same beauty, so therefore they were called Tzerek. So I want to try to give you a shtickel biur to understand Rashi's shita. The way I see the Rambam shita is to me pretty clear. The Rambam, I don't feel we have such difficulty understanding the Rambam. I think it's quite clear according to the Rambam, the training part of the Levim was something that was a process, and that process was one which wasn't that rigid. You can go in before you got the training in a certain conditions. And that's why our Mishnah tells us the conditions, what they were. But Rashi learns that clearly we're talking about a cotton mamish, it seems to be a plea. So I think that this forces us to taka be mechalik when we talk about a cotton, to understand better what we're dealing with when we have a maisa cotton. There's no question that the simple understanding of a cotton is that a cotton's maaser is nothing. That's the reason why he's possible avoider. Because kol haterekula, a maaser cotton doesn't add up to anything. Right? A cotton doesn't have the ability to trigger a maaser. And therefore, if he does avoider, avoider didn't take place. Right? This is possible avoider. Now, if that's the case, it makes no sense that we're bringing a cotton to be part of the duch. There are, however, kama v'kama stiras, whether we view a maisa cotton as something or not. For instance, by korban Pesach, is a din that a cotton is included, celebrates ovos. Some hold celebrates ovos is the reis. It's a machlokes in the Gemara. If you hold celebrates ovos is the reis, it means with the reis it is a din to include the cotton in the korban Pesach. It's not stam a din the rabbonim, it's a din the reis. Tosfos comes in his Maseches Kedushin, and Taisu says that since a cotton is in the parsha of a Korban Pesach, if you hold celibate services to raise it, so Taisu says that there would even be a halamina that a cotton could be zoiche for a gadol. Taisu says, a cotton normally can't be zoiche. He says, yeah, but once he's in the parsha of Korban Pesach, as the mitzvah, he could also be zoiche for a gadol. So Taisu seems to be saying that the fact that a cotton doesn't have a maisa is not inherent. It's not inherent. It's a din. It's not that a cotton, the Torah doesn't view a maisa cotton as anything. Because that's the term we use, ein maisa cotton klum. Doesn't mean that the cotton's maisa is nothing. But rather it's a din that the Torah says halachically you're not supposed to recognize it. And the same pesha also peshit, the Torah could come and say, you know what, we do recognize it. Like by Korban Pesach. We do recognize it. Or I'll give you another dogma. What would be if the cotton is doing a maaser that he doesn't want us to recognize as a cotton. He wants us to recognize it as a maaseh gadol. For instance, a cotton wants to do a maaseh chalois that's going to be chal on the gadol. So if we say maaseh cotton is nothing, it's nothing. It's like there's no koyach gavra, it's like a person wasn't involved. If you learn that the Torah says you can't recognize the cotton's maaseh because a cotton can't have this chalois, if the cotton wants to make the chalois on a gadol, it may work. We'll go even further. What would be if the cotton does a maaseh while they're a cotton, but they want it to be chal for when they're a gadol? Okay? So if we say that a maaseh cotton is nothing, I'm going to give you both examples. If we say maaseh cotton is zero, it's nothing. Nothing happened. Nothing occurred. If we say a maaseh cotton is something, it's just that the Torah gave a limitation that we can't actualize it. If the cotton wants it to be actualized when he's a gadol, it may work. So I'll give you this case, the second case, which is easier. The Gemara brings down in Yevamos on Daf Kuvov Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. When you're Mekadosh a Ketana that has no father, the Kedushin is only the Rabbonim. It's Kedushin Miu. When she becomes a Gedela, up until that point she can walk away. Once she becomes a Gedela, then there's maturity to the Kedushin. Does that maturity require a secondary act? Or not? So Machlekes in the Gemara. Rav and Shmuel. Rav says you have to have a Bia. You have to then do something to make it a Deraisa Kedushin. Because after all, the Kedushin that was done when she was younger, there was no father. When the father is here, it's activated by the father. There's no father. And the Ketana was a Ketana. You need a new Kedushin. Shmuel says, L'chi godlo godli bado. As she gets older, the Kedushin become automatically, she becomes a Gdela. Automatic, it goes to Gdela. Obviously, what is that? How does Kedushin mature? There was no Maisa Kedushin. There was no act. So the Nemuki Yosef, on that sugi in Yevamos, Nemuki Yosef says that whenever you're Makadosh HaKtana, it's really not like you're being Makadosh HaKtana. He says it's Kiilu you Makadosh her, Mikan Ulacha Gadlus. He says really when we talk about Kedusha Ketana in Shas, it's not Stam in a joke. You're going to a Ketana being Makadosh. You're telling you should be Mekudeshes to me from today, and it should be Chal after Gadlus. Midarais. Midarabonon, from now till then, there's something called Kedusha Mir. In between. So basically, I'm making a Kedusha Deraisa for later, and in between, from when the Kedusha Deraisa will kick in, going back to now we have a gap. During this gap, there's a thing called Kedusha Mir Derabonon. Comes out according to the Muki Yosef that the Maisa Kedushin that you did is with a Ketana. So why don't we say it's nothing? We don't say it's nothing. We say it's something. Because the fact that the Torah said that an Ish could have a Kinyan and a Cotton cannot, that only reflects the Chalois. That's only the Chalois. But the Maisa of the Cotton is recognized. And therefore it's a good Kedushin. The Kedushin that we will later use when she becomes a god.
Then we're talking about Ketana's act.
Ketana's act.
Ketana accepting.
Her end of the Kedushin. That's the Chiddush of the Nemuki Yosef is that this that we say that a Ketana cannot do, cannot be Makabel Kedushin. Why? Because she's a Ketana. That itself doesn't make that her act is not an act. It makes that the Chalois can't be Chal on her. Oh, so that's what I'm saying. The Ketzos learns that when a cotton can't do a kinyan, it's because there's zero das. According to the Mukhiyasi, you can't say that. There's das, but the das can't be recognized. Bekatnusa. Ein Echanami, the Beis Yisrael in Yevamos brings down that according to the Mukhiyasi, if you went over to a girl who's less than that age, the Gemara talks about a cotton that doesn't have das, physical das, you give him money, he'll throw it down. You give him a stone, he'll hold it. He doesn't have any understanding, it wouldn't work. Because then there was no das b'chlal. But once there was das of putis, which means she understands things, It's just that the Torah says you can't recognize it. You can't recognize it for now, but for later it could be recognized. Another such case is a case where in Kiddushin, on Daf Yud Ches, Daf Yud Tes, the Gemara brings down Oimor the Mubita Ketan of Sivu Kibli Kiddushayach. Person could go to his own daughter, minor. Here it's different. Here she's not without a father. She has a father. And he could tell his daughter, go and be Makabal Kiddushin. And now the Ketana goes on her own independently and is Makadosh herself. And the Gemara says the Kiddushin is Chal. And the only people involved was a Chosm and a Kala Ketana. And it works. So all the Rishonim, of course, ask, what's going on here? So the Rosh says, listen, the whole problem is, he says over here it's not a problem, she's a shlich of her father. No problem. He says, Elamai, we have a rule that a kotten can't become a shliach. He says, a kotten can only not become a shliach for somebody else. But here, since she's the beneficiary of that shlichus, then there's no limitation. That means a kotten can only not be a shliach for a gadol if the outcome is going to benefit only the gadol. But here the chalois ultimately is her. So then she could become a shliach. So this would be a now a shir to explain to you the shlichus element of it. I don't want to go into that because we'll get lost there. But the bottom, what I'm focusing on is, I don't understand the rush. Fine, so you got around the shlichus issue. So now, she's a shliach for her father. But where's the ma'aseh kedushin? Forget shlichus. Where's the ma'aseh kedushin? The Torah says, ishki kachish. Where's the ma'aseh kedushin? So when there's a father, you're doing Kiddushin with the father. There's the Ma'aseh Kiddushin. You go to the father, you give him the Kess of Kiddushin. The father accepts it. Mazel Tov. Right? I don't understand, where's the Ma'aseh Kiddushin? All I see here is a Chosan and a Ketana. So the Rosh says, well, I got around the problem because the Ketana is a Shliach for a father. Okay. Fine. Where's the Ma'aseh Kiddushin? The Teretzitz. The Rosh is saying that since the Ketana is being makabel the Kess of Kiddushin for her father, so the Torah has not said that this can't be recognized. You follow? The Torah said a Kotten's Maisa cannot be recognized. Even though it is a Maisa, it can't be recognized. That's only if the Kotten's Maisa is not on behalf of a Gadol. But here her Maisa is on behalf of a Gadol. No problem. So it's mamish is going around full circle. The reason why it works is because since the chalois is on her, she can become a shliach of her father. The reason why the kedushin work is because since she's representing her father and being makabel the kedushin, so therefore the Torah doesn't say that this can't be recognized. Now we just look at it as a ma'aseh ketana without any limitation of the Torah saying it can't be. So it is recognized. So again, very complicated sugya, but what is clear is that the ma'aseh ketana is something that is recognized. It's just that the Torah says that even though the ma'aseh ketana is something, there's a mute that, why not? Now, when we go to a kohen, when we go to a kohen ketana, or a levi ketana, right? Now that we understand this, what is a kohen ketana or a levi ketana missing? Are they missing kedushas kohanah? The answer is definitively not. I'll prove it to you. You could give truma to a kohen katan. As kohen. I'm talking about a kohen katan without a father. Not you giving him on behalf of his father. You have a kohen katan nebuchayosu. You could give him truma. He's a kohen. He's 100% a kohen. The Gemara has a tzad, you can even give a kohen an infant before bris milah. Because he's not an oral. Less than 8 days old. So a cotton, what does that mean? The cotton has kedushin. A lady, less than 30 days old, doesn't require a pigeon. And the Gemara goes through in Maseches Becharis many reasons why a lady doesn't require a pigeon aben. And the Gemara basically says, there's a kal v'chayma. If they were able to remove the kedusha, the Levim were able to remove the kedusha of the Yisraelim, kol shekein their own, they could be paid to themselves with their own. The Levi has the capacity to be paid to himself. If he's able to be paid to Yisrael in the Midbar, so surely they could be paid to themselves. That means a Levi less than the age of Avoda, he still has Kedushas Levi. There's no Shaila, he has Kedushas Levi. Okay, so now what's the issue? I believe the issue is very simple. The issue is that we can't recognize his act, right, in order to give the act a chalos. So if you had a Levi Katan going up to do Shira, we're not lacking in Kedushas Levi, because he has Kedusha, right? We're not lacking in a Maisa, because he has a Maisa. We're lacking is that the Torah doesn't recognize this Maisa to be able to be Moitzi, to be able to be Moitzi anything. Right? You can't use it L'Maisa. Okay, so if you have 12 Levim on the Duchu, so now, whatever's the requirement is, we have. Now, when this Levi Katan goes on the duchen and he sings, we don't have to be yotze with that koil. That koil doesn't have to activate anything. The koil that the Levi is giving us now, he's singing, all he really is doing is enhancing the sound that we have from the Levium. The sound that we have from the Levium, he's enhancing. Now, a zor is possible to do that. He's not a zor. He's a Levi Kaddish that can't be Moitzi anything with his Maisi. He doesn't have to be Moitzi anything with his Maisi. Because we already have 12 kosher Levim. We have what we need. We have the quota of Levim. So now we have somebody as Kedushas Levi, who actually is being Mahadar the Koil. He's making it nicer. And he's not needed to activate anything. So we have no problem. What he's really doing is just enhancing the Shira Salavim. We don't have a psul because he's a Levi Kosher. He's kosher. It's a question of he's possible to go up the Azar Koy of Yumas. He's not a Zor. He's not activating. The whole problem with the Kotan is not that his Maisa is not a Maisa. It's that he's not, over here he isn't activating anything. So here we have a Koyo Levi, a beautiful Koyo Levi, that's not being used to be Maitzi anybody with anything. So if I can't, so we're doing it because we want it. We want that koil on the base of English. Here we have a kosher way of enhancing Shiras Halavim without any pasulus. There's no downside. The upside is not. That's only because we could say that each koil of the Levim here that are singing is really not an independent koil. Each Levi, there's a rule in Shas, Trei Koli Le Mishtami. So when Levim sing together, each Levi on his own, his voice is just being thrown into the pot. Right? So you have now a bunch of sounds together. Now, if let's say each Levi on his own would be considered an independent choir, each one would have his own box, then we wouldn't be able to call up the Levi carpet. Because then this box on its own independently has to be Roy on its own. L'halocha. Rashi holds that there's a significant difference between Kli and Peh. Peh, all the sounds merge. So really, all it's really doing is just, it's integrated in the other Koilis that are here. And therefore, we don't look at that Koil on its own as an independent activation. By the kinoires, each kinoir is its own sound. Each chatzoitza is its own sound. So Rashi therefore held that in chatzoitza, he can't be moisif. Each Levi that goes up with his instrument is not called part of the group. He's called an independent. He's his own kli. And therefore, there could actually be a din that you're not allowed to let him go up. Because there's a din, Moisif and Aleim Adolim, you want to have as many instruments as you want, but each instrument is considered a separate, independent player. Which is talking about what we find. Well, Moshe, the Ran says in Megillah, the din of Trei Koli Loi Mishtami is only a din in Koil. But by music, each Kli, because it's a Kli, it's Misyachas to the Kli, it's considered separate. Right? So, therefore, you could say that would be a simple swara why for the Kaili we wouldn't have a Levi Katan perform independent. Besides for the svara that he's not enhancing the koil, but it could actually be a pasus. Now, you don't have to come up to this, because it would be enough to say that we have no reason to use the levy. We have no reason to use a levy cut. He's not yet chayv and avoida. There's no mitzvah to use him, and he's not enhancing anything. So mechateisa. There's like a chsor and kavod atzibul. In other words, we find in the Gemara that even though a cotton is kosher to go up l'minyan shiva, which by the way is the same concept. Why is a cotton kosher l'minyan shiva? Without what we said, you have the same problem over there. A cotton could go up for an aliyah, and midina the Gemara, a cotton can get an aliyah, one of the shiva aliyahs, and he could wait. And the Rosh says, the reason why a cotton could get an aliyah is because he's not being moitzi asarab midei chavosim. There's just a mitzvah that there should be a kriya. Lashmiya. Now if a cotton's act is nothing, it wouldn't make any sense. So we didn't have kriya. What would be if he came to shul, put on a tape recorder? You don't know about kriya, so you go to the bima, you put on a tape recorder, it plays. Say, listen, it's only lashmiya so, yeah, but to have lashmiya, you need a maisi kriya. Right? But the way we explained it, a cotton is a maisi kriya. The only thing is the cotton's act can't activate something else. You don't need, the Rosh says you don't need activation by Kriya Satera. If each one of us will be chayef to read, and we're using the cotton in order to activate, it wouldn't work by Kriya Satera either. But what's interesting is, the Rishonim say you can't use the cotton for all of the aliyahs. Because then the cotton would be called an activator. Because then without the cotton, there wouldn't be a Kriya Bechlal. So in other words, once there's a Maisa Kriya, taking place, you need a kriya, meikar adin, a maisa kriya. And whoever's gonna, the singular kriya makes that there was a maisa kriya taking place. Now there's a din that we should hear seven oilim. That's a separate din. So the Rosh holds, the Rosh breaks it up from the one who's activating a maisa kriya, and then each oil independently. He could be part of the mixture. So when this lady curtain goes up, who's not roi yet laveda, but he's not either possible laveda, so his coil is not possible, and it can't be a machshir, and that's exactly what it's accomplishing over here. It's mitave lasanim. Now the instrument, I'm saying again, the instrument I hear, the Gemara says lamaisa, but you don't call up a cotton an isha as kavod atzibul. So you could say enichanami, we wouldn't put up a cotton with an instrument anyway, because since there's no benefit. So I've covered that tzibah, you wouldn't put him up. Or you could learn like, again, you could learn like the Ran, that when you have an instrument, each instrument is considered a separate chelik, and now there isn't in Lamoshal. Can you have somebody with an extra instrument that's missing a chut? That's possible. But it's beyond the yud beis that I need. So in other words, instead of having 12 instruments, I have 13 instruments. One of the instruments is pogel. It's pogel. What's the halacha? So the Maril says, you don't need it. But once you have the instrument, now it's pogel. Why? Because each instrument is a separate activation. The Torah didn't give a shir how many you need. You have 12. But now when you have number 13, he's number 13. And he has to activate. And now he can't use a pogel instrument. So I'm just telling you along those lines, when you have a cotton playing an instrument, he's a separate activator now with his instrument, and he's a cotton. That's a problem. Possible. But Latava, just to be part of the koilas together, that we don't have an issue. So again, we're coming out of Lachal Maisa, that a cotton's Maisa is a Maisa. It's just a Maisa that can't activate anything. La'alocha. And if we have a benefit from the cotton's Maisa, without the chesaron of activation, then we have alamilas. Now Yisrael is chayiv mis if he goes up. So Zohar Karvima. So Yisrael is possible to go up. But a Kohen or a Levi, the problem is only that the Maisa can't activate anything. So as long as they're doing an Avodah which is not activating, so over here, once it's beyond the Yud Beis Kailas that we require, the Kohen is not activating anything. So he's literally, he's oiled a minyan shiva. That's mamish what's happening here. This is like a Kohen's Aliyah in a Sefer Teira. He's oil of the minyan shiva, right? Again, a goy, you can't give a goy an aliyah, with minyan shiva. Why not? It's not a maisa kriya. See, you can't call a goy up to get an aliyah. What's the difference? Because the goy's act is not even a maisa. That's cool for what we're trying to be mechalak here. Just like a kotten could go up on Shabbos to get an aliyah, one of the million shiva, because the Rosh says we have a maisa kriya, without having to activate anything. So same thing, a lady is oiler a minion you more than your base, because he's not activating anything.
Sorry.
If what?
In other words, instead of 1,000 times, what you hear is soprano voices. You don't hear the flow.
Well, the Lashon HaMishnah sounds like it has to be that the sound of the Gedolim is heard, and this is just Metavel. That's also, which by the way, the word Metavel means that you, ultimately you hear the coil of the Gedolim, and it has to be that way, because if you didn't hear the coil of the Gedolim, you have an issue.